come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. As we get closer to the election, these two topics dominate the conversation. My next guest is the Democratic contender for the U.S. House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th Congressional District that includes much of Ventura County, excluding Simi Valley. We'll discuss her platform and her campaign. Julie Brownlee was elected to the Assembly in 2006 to represent Oxnard, Port Hueneme, Oak Park, and Westlake Village, a position she holds today. She is currently serving her fourth year as the chairwoman of the Assembly Education Committee and is the only Assembly member who serves on every educational committee in the Assembly. Julia has a BA in political science from George Washington University and an MBA from American University. Julia resides in Oak Park. She has a son that lives in Ventura County and a daughter who currently resides in France. Joining us on the telephone. Hi, Julia. How are you today?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest because it's a great opportunity for the voters to hear your side, your position as we get into this election. And you're out on the campaign trail today. That's why you're joining us on the phone. As you go around Ventura County and you talk to the residents, what issues do you see as most important to Ventura County voters?
Well, I think fundamentally it's the economy, getting our economic engine on all cylinders. It's jobs. It is certainly what I talk about a lot in my campaign and what I hear from residents. It's about expanding the middle class. It's about women's health issues. It's about education. Certainly, it is also protecting Medicare and Social Security that I hear from seniors almost unanimously.
Wow, I mean, that covers a wide swath of things. Well, let's start with the economy and jobs, since that's what you brought up first, as that must mean it's on the mind of most voters, top of mind for them. So let's dive into that. If you are elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, what will you do to help stimulate the economy and bring more jobs to Ventura County?
Well, I think it is certainly, again, about expanding the middle class, having the wealthy pay their fair share. It is about small businesses in Ventura County and making sure that they have the right conditions to thrive and grow. It is about certainly our larger employers. When you talk about Naval Base Ventura County and Amgem, making sure that our young people, people who are not in jobs today, are prepared for jobs right here in Ventura County. I'll give you a good example. Having represented Naval Base Ventura County over the last 6 years, and there are jobs at the Naval Base that are good-paying, high-paying jobs, engineering jobs, technical jobs, and so forth. And quite frankly, Naval Base Ventura County has to go outside of the county and sometimes outside of the state to recruit the right people with the right skills to fit their jobs. And I think in the long term, this really raises the question around education and preparing our youth for 21st century jobs and making sure that young people in Ventura County are prepared for the jobs right here in Ventura County.
Well, it certainly does bring up the issue of education, on which you're a very strong proponent. But I want to come back to the jobs for just a minute, because education is a longer-term process. Even if you started education reform today, it's not going to benefit job seekers until several years from now. What can we do today to help stimulate the economy, some concrete things that we might be able to push forward to get more people working in Ventura County?
Well, again, I go back to the small business example that I gave earlier. We need to make the right conditions for small businesses to thrive in Ventura County. That might be tax credits and other kinds of things, incentives for small business. It certainly means, I believe, an investment in infrastructure, new technologies. As we advance, we want to create a broader energy palette, and investment in renewable energies, I think, is important again. And all of these things, I think, will continue to as we expand the middle class and folks have money in their pockets to spend and at a small business, to spend in the economy, ultimately, that is the transaction that's going to stimulate the economy and get us going again.
My guest is Julia Brownlee. She's the Democratic contender for the U.S. House of Representatives from the 26th District. And Julia, let's talk about some of the businesses in the area. You've already mentioned you serve Naval Base Ventura County, and you've done that ably for years in the Assembly. You also mentioned Amgen. And I'm going to use Amgen as the example here, if I can, Julia, because Amgen is on record as saying they're going to grow. They're an expanding company. They're growing. And certainly biotech is an area of growth for this country and for Ventura County. But Amgen is also on the record as saying they're not going to grow in California, that they have chosen to open up offices and branches elsewhere. How can we persuade companies that are growing and thriving, such as Amgen, to continue to work here in California to bring the jobs back home?
Well, certainly we don't want Amgen moving to other areas. And I think, again, we have to create the right conditions for Amgen to stay right here in Ventura County and certainly in California. And as it relates to biotech, this is an industry that is quite complex and requires very large investments on the front end for their research. And many, many times there is no return at the end of that investment because you have to test drugs and go through this a very elaborate process, obviously, and so we have to create the right incentives for the biotech industry to help them provide the capital necessary that they need to invest. Quite frankly, California has more venture capital here in the state of California than it does in any other state in the country, and again, I would say we have to continue to particularly invest and research and development as it relates to our higher education segments, particularly the University of California. This is our research arm for the state of California, and we need to continue to invest there because it is that investment and those new discoveries that are the backbone, quite frankly, of California's economy.
My guest is Julia Brownlee. And Julia, I'm going to change it up on you if I can for a minute. Let's move away from jobs and businesses. Let's move on to taxes. What is your position on taxes?
Well, my position on taxes is, again, going back to the middle class and expanding the middle class. And I believe having the millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share. And we need to balance. We're not going to balance the budget, you know, off of the backs of the middle class, of our seniors. We have to ask our wealthy to pay our fair share. And quite frankly, I think we should be looking at the time that Clinton was the president of the country, when our economy was thriving, when we had economic surpluses, and going back to the Clinton rates where, you know, 23 million jobs were created in our country.
How many millionaires and billionaires do we have in Ventura County, the area that you would represent if elected to the House of Representatives?
I'm not sure I know the answer to that, but they're in ample numbers. And again, I think that it's just important to get our economy strong again. We must expand the middle class, and I think that's clear when I'm out, again, traveling around this district. This is the priority from all the folks that I speak to. Even when I'm speaking to wealthier people who also believe that they're quite willing to pay their fair share.
Well, I think everyone is willing to pay their fair share. Connect the dots for us, if you will, Julia. How does taxing the wealthy help expand the middle class? Where's the connection there?
So if the wealthy are paying their fair share, then certainly that's going to bring more revenue into the state by having more revenue in our budget. That will provide us the wherewithal and the ability to protect Social Security and Medicare, to invest in education, and quite frankly, you know, investment in education really in the long term creates great wealth in our state and in our country, because we are advancing a workforce needed to fill our jobs and to grow our economy. And so I think by the wealthy paying their fair share, that brings more revenue. It helps to expand the middle class, because we're not going to balance the budget on the backs of the middle class. And as I said, as we grow the middle class, as we add those links in the ladder, social ladder, if you will, that's more money in folks' pockets, more purchasing power, and all of that will get our economic engines going on full cylinders.
My guest is Julia Brownlee. And Julia, are you familiar with Hauser's Law? You may not be by that name, but there's a study done that since 1930, U.S. tax revenue receipts, the money that comes into the governments, has remained consistently constant at 19% of GDP, regardless of the marginal tax rate. And during that period of time, we've seen the marginal tax rate as high as 90%. The wealthy will just find ways to shelter that income and prevent paying into the federal income tax system. It has remained since 1930 at 19%. By increasing the tax rate, the marginal tax rate, are we certain that we will get additional revenue into the state and into the federal government?
Well, again, I will just reiterate and underscore again, I think it is important that the wealthy pay their fair share, and if they do pay their fair share, you know, we will make the kinds of important investments that we need to make. We certainly don't want to have money sheltered in the Cayman Islands. We want that money here in our country and spent in their country. And you know, corporations, the way I you know, see the tax system, that corporations over time have been paying less and less as part of the whole economic pie here in terms of revenue. And, you know, we want to give corporations a fair shake here. We want business to, you know, to thrive here in our country. We just want everybody to pay their fair share.
And it sounds like, Julia, what you're talking about, closing shelters for the wealthy and working on corporate deductions and that kind of stuff, really talks more to tax reform than it does to raising the tax rates. And that may be an issue that you want to look at when you get to the U.S. House of Representatives. My guest is Julia Brownlee. She's the Democratic contender for the 26th District for the U.S. House of Representatives. And, Julia, before I let you go, I want to talk about the environment that you're going into in Congress. Right now, congressional approval ratings are at an all-time low. They're down to 9%. It is fractured by bipartisan politics. And most of the Americans really view the rhetoric that's going on as very, very divisive right now. If you've been serving in the Assembly here in California, which is also very divisive. So if elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, what will you bring to the party to help bridge some of the gaps, get more bipartisan agreement, and move the country forward? In other words, govern.
Well, I think, you know, what you're stating is true, and there's no question that the voters here in Ventura County are frustrated with the inaction taking place in Congress and in Washington. And I have had the experience serving in the California legislature, and I will tell you that for most policy issues, and certainly the legislation that I have carried in my 6 years in the legislature, I have worked across the aisle quite successfully with Republicans in our House, and we've worked cooperatively and together on a lot of policy issues. When it comes to the budget, it has been certainly a little bit more. It's been a little bit more difficult, but I have had bills signed both by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jerry Brown, and have been successful with a Democratic and Republican governor. I have recently been supported by a group called No Labels, and what this group is really about is supporting a bipartisan effort, supporting exactly what we're talking about of the parties working together, and that we meet regularly with with the other party, which I have done, actually, in the California legislature, to work together, to know each other, to understand each other's perspectives, and getting much better acquainted so that we can find areas of agreement and move our country forward.
My guest is Julia Brownlee. She's running for the U.S. House of Representatives from the 26th District that includes much of Ventura County, excluding Simi Valley. Julia, one last question before I let you go. Give us a comment, if you will, on the direct mail campaign back in the primaries, back in June, that the Democratic Political Action Committee waged against independent candidate Linda Parks. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm moving forward in this campaign. Linda is a fabulous supervisor. We are very, very fortunate to have her in the county and working hard on our behalf. And, you know, that mail was mail that was sent out to try to define differences between two candidates running an election. And so I think it was just a difference of opinions. Again, I just want to say that Linda is an extraordinary supervisor, and we are moving ahead to the general and standing on the same principles that we stood on in the primary, which is expanding the middle class, making sure that the wealthy are paying their fair share, protecting Social Security and Medicare, investing in education, protecting our environment, which quite frankly, Linda has been a great supervisor in that area. But people in Ventura County care about their open space and the protection of that, and making sure that we have clean air and clean water to drink. And so these are the issues that Ventura County residents care about. These are the issues that I'm running on, and our whole campaign is trying to get that message out.
My guest has been Julia Brownlee. She's running for the U.S. House of Representatives from the 26th District. Julia, you have probably piqued the interest of many of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about your campaign, where would you direct them to go?
They can go directly to juliabrownlee.com, and I have a website there and with lots of information.
That is great. Julia, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.